Now to Major League Baseball, and for Dodger fans, Vero Beach isn't just a place, it's an ideal, a symbol of hope, the Dodgers' spring training location for 61 years. But that era is about to end because tonight the Dodgers play their last game at Vero Beach, Florida, before moving spring training to Arizona. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
It's hard to get to Dodger Town too early. Real fans start showing up shortly after the sun comes up. 5 hours before game time, you might find legendary Dodger player Maury Wills giving bunting tips to center fielder Juan Pierre. A few steps away, a gaggle of Dodger fans are watching. There are kids with gloves and fans who've been coming here for 20 years or more. People like Marianne Shine.
My biggest memories here, my best favorites are anytime Sandy Koufax appears and watching Maury Wills teach bunting. It's never time to let go of history and nostalgia.
Like most of the fans here, Shine is heartsick. This is the last spring training at Dodgertown. After this year, the Dodgers will move spring training to a new $80 million complex in Glendale, Arizona. It's a decision that makes business sense, but which many fans feel is a blow to Dodger tradition. This is the place, after all, where Branch Rickey brought the team in 1948, taking over an old Naval Air Station. Former Dodgers manager Tommy Lasorda remembers his first year here as a minor league pitcher, staying in an old military barracks where players slept six to a room. Lasorda is not happy about the move, but says owner Frank McCourt felt he had to do it for the Dodgers' California fans.
It's tough for a fan to come from L.A. to Vero Beach, but to go from L.A. to Phoenix, Arizona, 4 hours in a car, and we're going to have a lot of our fans come over there.
But what do you lose? What do you give up when you leave this place?
Tradition, development. You couldn't find a better place than develop players than here.
In its heyday, there might be 600 players here from the Dodgers' mini farm clubs playing alongside the major league team. At Holman Stadium, Dodger players take batting practice on a field that's changed little from the days when Don Drysdale was on the mound and Duke Snider was patrolling center field. Maury Wills recalls spending 8.5 seasons here as a minor league player, and then 3 more with the big team before he was finally allowed to move into the major league sleeping quarters. Back then, because of segregation, Will says it was difficult for black players to find a place in Vero Beach where they could get a haircut.
I just got tired of what I had to go through. So I had my roommate, John Roseborough, to just take a pair of electric shears and just skin my head. So that way I wouldn't have to worry about where I can go to get a haircut. That year I stole 104 bases, so I had it shaved every year after that.
Today, Wills isn't happy to be leaving a town where he now has many friends, as he says, of all ethnicities. Those friendships will be the part of Dodger Town that will be hardest to replace. It's not unusual to run into fans in Vero Beach who've been spending their springs here for decades. But none beat 67-year-old Bob Scholl, better known here as Dodger Bob.
I've been coming here since 1964, and I haven't missed a spring training game since.
He spent his honeymoon here, has gotten to know all of the players and staff. But even he concedes it's probably time the Dodgers left Florida for Arizona.
It breaks my heart, but it certainly makes sense. It's closer, too, from bringing kids up to minor league affiliates. Everything are close. Plus, all the teams in the Western Division are out there.
Some diehard fans say they'll probably make the trip to Arizona next spring and show up wherever the Dodgers are training, but not Dodger Bob. When the team plays its last game at Holman Stadium, he says after 44 years as Dodger Town's fan-in-chief, it will be his cue to retire. Greg Allen, NPR News.
And you can find more history of the Dodgers and Dodger Town at npr.org.